The Silicon Valley attack on conservatives around the world, and placing that into perspective, you should see it. What Erdogan should do to solve Turkey's economic problems and the collapse of its country, including its financial system, and why the United States of America is next and heading towards a huge collapse of its society. This in today's episode of Hof Prophet. Check it out, hofprophet.com/podcast. Don't forget to share, like, and retweet it. And also your comments are highly appreciated. Hi guys, how are you doing? It's the second day of the week and I'm excited. I will get today delivery of a new closet, new design lamps, and all types of great new furniture. So I'm gonna be happy. And after it, we're gonna have a great barbecue. The chicken is already in the marinade. It's gonna be really yum, nice, spicy with some vegetables. So it's gonna be great. Well, let's have a picture. Let's have a look at what's happening around the U.S. with the conservatives being under attack. And before you say, well, Lodewijk, why you make such a fuss about it? Because it's the future of humanity that's at stake. Nothing more, nothing less. You can say you disagree with them. That's fine. Let's disagree. But if dominant players are not and basically banning the opinions they don't like, then you have a problem. I mean, if you look at newspapers, at least here in the Netherlands, there are over a dozen newspapers. So if you don't like one side of newspaper, you can go to another one. There was literally a newspaper which is talking only about the financial markets. We have one that's really about the fundamentalistic Christian viewpoint. And there is one who's just on the scoops and tabloids like the Sun. And you can say that you don't have to read those newspapers. So that's great. Even the farmers have their own newspaper in the Netherlands. So just think about that one. Now, having that said, you should ask yourself this question, and let's place it in a historical context. You know that Christian cake guy's family that didn't want to make a wedding cake for a gay couple? And I can tell you now already what happened. Some fundamentalistic people spreading homosexuality and spreading gay, and calling to all types of wedding cake makers, well, you want to make a wedding cake for me? They do it in a really Christian and fundamentalistic state. Very likely, most of the wedding cake bakers said, sure, fine, why not? We make a lot of money on those cakes. It's a lot of work, a lot of margin, a lot of profits. We don't agree with you, what you are doing, but hey, that's fine. Just pay the cake. So they found one who stood up for his beliefs. And this person was basically arrested. And if you look at the Supreme Court ruling, they said, yes, the only reason that they won from the government was that the government went too far in how they were arresting it. But it was okay to attack people with different viewpoints. At that moment, only the Christians and the conservatives were chatting about it. And now comes the interesting question. Now the conservatives are out of iTunes. That's okay. So you see here the double moral, the double standards around that we have. Because if you are right wing, if you are against Obama, if you are against certain things that people in the big cities in San Francisco especially enjoy, then it's okay to attack them. And you can agree, you can disagree with all the viewpoints. That's fine. The issue is that when iTunes was launched, they literally invented podcasts, and they said on the bad podcast, well, the market will figure it out. So everyone, he will just bring the listeners and the podcasters together, and with this free sharing of information and allowing new businesses to thrive. I mean, just imagine, you can just launch a paid podcast on iTunes about one topic. And you can agree, you can disagree. It's just a completely new business model that's out of the earth. So it's really interesting to see that this is happening. And they now say well, this is not our thing. And iTunes said, well, the Alex Jones show, literally, it's a bit too long. So should we get now short podcasts? It's just a bit vague. And the problem for me is that they are all doing it at the same time. On the other side, the great thing about it is that you see now with Facebook, the time that people spend on Facebook is going down. Facebook is not really having a great business model anymore. It's basically buying everywhere the traffic. And the only reason that you need a Facebook account is that it's linked with so many other applications and integrated with a lot of things. And that's why I'm so excited about what Snap is doing. Snap is doing exactly the same thing. They say, well, if you have an other service like SoundCloud where this podcast is hosted, that's great. We will allow you to get our users on your platform, and we're going to make it the integration with different platforms really easy. And that's what you basically need, because then Snap is leading in the teenagers, So you get all the teenagers, and you can disagree with the teenagers. That's cool. But just imagine that you can get the LinkedIn business traffic to this podcast, and you get the teenagers. So on that side, if SoundCloud will do this, it's extremely smart of them, and it will guarantee huge growth.
All the listeners love to making some money, but you will have to pay tax upon your money. But that's to change. You can save on your tax. Pay no tax. Completely legal. Start earning more money so you can take care for your beloved ones. So you can travel visa-free. Get yourself the tax-free passport. Get yourself the starting point to a tax-free lifestyle. A lifestyle which is an ultimate freedom. HoffProfit.com/passport. I say HoffProfit.com/passport.
European Union imposed completely global covering privacy laws, so it's the highest time for you to be transparent, unless you want to pay a 20 million euro fine. And yes, the European Commission is on a witch hunt, so get ready. So check out GDPR compliance course on HoffProfit.com/GDPR. That's HoffProfit.com/GDPR. We are living in a tremendous time. Never it has become so easy to become the next millionaire. If it's become the next self-made millionaire by selling your home, or your business, or by constantly and ongoingly moving towards the great, glorious millionaireship, you can do it also. It just commits hard work, training, commitment, and honesty. Visit HoffProfit.com/millionaire for the millionaire report and join the queue on the highway to success. WordPress offers you many great opportunities to build a great website, webshop, and spread your message. If it's your blog or your desire to become financially independent, WordPress is there for you to help you. WordPress has many hidden features no one knows. So visit HoffProfit.com/WordPress for the WordPress training menu.
Social media is here. Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter, Weibo, blogging, LinkedIn, Swan, Google+. But how to use them in your advantage? Get yourself the Social Media Expert course. It's the smart point to use all social media in your advantage without burning all your time. HoffProfit.com/SMM. I say HoffProfit.com/SMM. The Brexit is here. Article 50 is triggered. The talks are going on. Unprecedented change will happen. We know this. We know things for certain. The Brexit is a profit maker, at least if you are open for making some money. Get yourself the profitable Brexit report. It explains how the Brexit could happen, the economic fundamentals. Finally, also a few great methods to make some money on the Brexit. So, are you a profit maker? Are you someone that's open-minded when it comes to making profits? Check HoffProfit.com/Brexit.
The stock markets are heading towards record height. At the same time, the government spending is at all-time high, with tax revenue going to all-time low. This means only one thing can happen. The complete system is gonna collapse. Stock markets and shares, bonds, mutual funds, it's all gonna go down the drain. So get ready, prepare yourself for the upcoming collapse, and check the Survive the Collapse report, HoffProfit.com/collapse. The economy in Turkey, as we all know, is collapsing, the currency is collapsing, and the European Central Bank is afraid that the complete European financial system will collapse, and they are right with their fears. This is a real fear, because don't forget, all the big European banks want to become big and really big in Turkey. So they all invested, have big branch networks, have all types of new services over there, and now the complete country is cracking down. So let's begin what Erdogan should do. First of all, no one should really follow his advice to sell gold and buy lira. I mean, the worst that you can do is literally this. But you if you would have lira at this moment, and inflation is going to explode, so hyperinflation is there. So this is one of the society moments that you see the proof of gold. Well, having that said, what he should do? He should dramatically decrease the spending of society and of the government. So basically, government has state-owned companies, start selling them and privatize them. And the reason that I say so, that if you can decline the burden of the government on your economy, you will get ultimately freedom. I mean, don't forget, the complete economic boom that hit Turkey came due to two reasons. One, in Europe, a lot of people wanted to go emerging markets, and Turkey is an emerging market for the Europeans. Secondly, they had another crisis, and the IMF had a complete roadmap and plan and guide how to fix it. And all that Erdogan did was just execute it. That's all. So there's nothing that he basically did. He had no own vision, because if he had his own vision already out, then I'm pretty sure that he would collapse society. And from the collapse in Turkey to the collapse in the United States, there is a new record. The record of people defaulting on this credit card is record high. That's for me a huge indication that it's cracking, because credit cards are shipped by postal, and it's time for you to think about this. When all the borrowed money is gone, and what will it mean for the American economy? I will be clear. I think that the economy will get really bad, really go down. So let's say that 40% of the US economy is gone. 40%. Well, how do we know what will happen? I mean, for me it's clear. I would drive you at this moment to my survival collapse report, because it simply tells you how to thrive in those moments. Hofbrouwer.com/collapse. And with that, I must say, I have to go, because basically, I need to get the furniture out, need to get the things in, and I need to fuel up the barbecue. So I will talk to you tomorrow. Cheers! Hey, it's Lodewijk. I'm really happy that you took the time to listen this moment to my podcast. I'm honored. I'm pleased with it. And I respect your choice for your life. Because you made a choice. You made a choice for success. But please keep a few moments for yourself. First of all, this is a disclaimer, so it's all the legal stuff. But for any penny you invest, please take the time. Take as much time that you need to make the money to invest before you invest. And literally go from your desk by wherever you're gonna make the investments. Wherever you're gonna do it, you're gonna stand up and look at that empty chair and just ask yourself five terrible questions about the investment decisions you're gonna make. It's your money, so be wise with it. The information in this podcast is not intended to be true, it's not an advice. We don't sell or recommend anything. We just talk, it's general information, and please, and from the deepest of my heart, I mean, it means a lot to me that you are listening to the show, but please, just treat your money smartly. You're here because you want to get ahead of life, not you because you want to lose. So take your time. You're no profit makers are decision makers, but decision makers, and especially profitable decision makers, are informed decision makers. So let's go and let's move a step ahead, one tiny baby step at a time. We are profitable decision makers.